Blaise Compaoré, who ruled Burkina Faso for 27 years, is to be tried for the murder of his predecessor, Thomas Sankara, who was killed in a coup in 1987. The trial will proceed without Mr. Compaoré, who has been in exile in Ivory Coast since he was swept from power by protests in 2014. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, the president of Somalia, signed a law extending his term in office by 2 years after failing to hold elections before the expiry of his mandate in February. Donors who pay for much of the government's budget oppose the move. Patrice Talon, the president of Benin, won a second term in office after an election marred by violence and in which popular opposition figures were barred from running. Iran accused Israel of sabotaging one of its most important nuclear installations. Explosives destroyed thousands of centrifuges, which are used to enrich uranium, a nuclear fuel. Iran said it would replace the machines and start enriching uranium to 60% purity, closer to levels suitable for a bomb. The moves complicate talks in Vienna to revive the multinational deal that limited Iran's nuclear program. Egypt impounded the container ship that blocked the Suez Canal last month and reportedly demanded that its Japanese owner pay $900 million, that's 652 million euros, in compensation. The Ever Given became stuck in the waterway after running aground amid high winds and a sandstorm. An election in Samoa delivered a surprise result. The ruling Human Rights Protection Party, which has run the country with little opposition since 1982, tied at 25 seats with the new Fatuatua Eili Atua Samoa Uatazi Party. Voters backed a referendum granting Sadr Japarov, Kyrgyzstan's president, greater powers. Turnout was low. Among other changes, the cabinet will now answer to the president's chief of staff.
Coronavirus briefs.
Official daily infections hit a record 185,000 in India. Meanwhile, millions of people gathered for a Hindu festival, thousands of whom have tested positive for the virus. America, South Africa and Europe suspended the rollout of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson jab after 6 vaccinated women developed blood clots. The Centers for Disease Control urged Michigan's governor to impose a lockdown to curb the spread of the disease in the state instead of relying on vaccines. Shops, hairdressers and gyms reopened in England following a lockdown. Beer lovers braved a cold spell to enjoy a pint at pubs with outdoor seating. The government has hit its target of offering a vaccine to high-risk groups and everyone over 50. Daily deaths from the disease have plummeted from more than 1,000 to a few dozen.